Heart. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
What is heart? Heart is running through a return man when the game is on the line. Heart is giving everything you have in practice, day after day. Heart is finding the strength to run down the field one more time when you can barely breathe. The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
What happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Five Heart Podcast, episode number 17, here on coronation.com, as well as Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. I am one half of your tag team podcast duo. My name is Greg Mahochko, and episode 17 is going to be a little bit different in format, structure, and the voices that you hear, because in this episode, typically by now, most of the time anyway, I would announce my broadcast partner, fellow Husker fan, and friend. Actually, it's backwards. Longtime friend, Husker fan, and podcasting buddy, Brian Toll. Brian is on vacation this week. He is back in the good life in Nebraska, and he is there with his wife and daughter and visiting family. And so we were in talks. I mean, as I record this, this is crazy. It is Friday morning. Of course, that's when this episode drops, but it's Friday morning as I record it. It's 1:40 in the morning, and I'm sitting here wide awake, largely because I knew I had to get this done. But it is also, you know, December 23rd. It is my son's first birthday, and he is, I've got the monitor on, so if you hear, I don't know, feedback or anything like that, but if you hear anything like that, that is my son, and he is sleeping. And naturally, at 1:40 in the morning, he's asleep. My dogs are asleep. My wife is at work. And here I am, talking to you. But Brian is with his family, naturally, and you know, living in Texas, and he gets an opportunity to go back home and see everybody. So we had talked tried setting something up, and I said, you know what, just email me, and I'll tell you why that's relevant here in a minute. I said, just email me what you want to say, and I'll make it work. The reason I say that is because back at the beginning of December, I reached out to everybody in Coronation, anybody who wanted to be a willing participant. And I said, I'm going to do something different. This is our Christmas show. Obviously, the 23rd, you're going to listen to this probably sometime Christmas weekend, maybe as you're driving with your family to a family gathering or something similar. I mean, just spending quality time. But this is our very special Christmas special. It's our first annual. And I said to everybody, I said, this is what I'd like to accomplish. This is what I'd like to see happen. I want, and again, couldn't do it by myself. So big time shout out to all everybody in Coronation who participated. But I wanted, you know, that your Christmas wish that you would have, you know, for, when I say the athletics, I don't necessarily mean the athletic department. Nobody, I've listened to all of these responses. Nobody has, you know, wished for a raise for Sean Eichhorst or anything like that. But it's, you know, where you want to see the teams that you follow or the teams that you care about, where you want to see them succeed the most. A lot of it obviously is going to be around football. There's some Nebraska ball, and one of our contributors kind of runs the gauntlet and hits about every sport, I think, that we have. That's probably going to be the longest individual segment that we're going to get to in this week's episode. It's not going to be a real long episode. Most of these answers are somewhere between a minute and 2 minutes. Some of them are shorter. And like I said, there's one that's a tad over 4 minutes long. And then there's me, and I'll come back at the end and I'll give you my wishes. And Brian, I will say, as we were in contact earlier tonight, he's like, you know, I don't even know what to say. Which, if you've ever listened to Brian in any talks, that's a rare feat for him. Usually he And he'll give me crap and say that I don't shut up, and I don't. And I fully admit it, but he's not one to spare words either. So we're going to jump right into it, and I'll pop in here from time to time and you know, introduce. Everybody's really good. I will say this: everybody's really good about introducing themselves. But I will pop in and you know, kind of be that segue. And we'll also have a little Christmas fun in this. So I always have believed throughout history that the best generals are those who lead from the front. And we have the best general in SB Nation, and that is John Johnston. And we're going to let him kick us off episode 23 with his Christmas wish. And again, some of these are plural, wishes. So take it away, John.
Hi, this is John Johnston, also known as your fearless leader at Corn Nation. And my Christmas wish for Husker Athletics is I wish we would just start picking up some offensive and defensive linemen that were big enough and strong enough and, most importantly, athletic enough, meaning good footwork, that they might win some awards. You know how long it's been since we actually had an award-winning lineman? I could look it up, but I'm not going to, because it's back in the 90s. Or it's back in the glory days. And what we really need... Wait, this is supposed to be for the Husker Athletic Department. Well, the hell with them. They pretty much got all the money at the university. This is really about us, isn't it? Fans? So yeah, I want really good offensive and defensive linemen. That way when you say we should run the ball, we actually are capable of running the ball. I guess if you had to translate that to another one of our favorite sports, it'd be baseball. I think the Husker Athletic Department, that department needs a first round or two major league level pitcher. Yeah, to crush the Big Ten like the way we thought we were going to. And, you know, win a few Big Ten baseball titles, because that would make the Husker Athletic Department happy. Much more than it would make me happy. I know that's the case. But I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Take care of yourselves. And well, I hope that 2017 is a much better year for all of us than 2016 has been. I can't even speak right.
I can't put my arms out! Ah!
Up next, you've certainly seen his work on coronation.com in the galleries section, and also writes on occasion for you know, covering Nebraska ball. But man, his picture taking or photograph taking is second to none. So welcome in, Dave McGee.
What's up, Five Heart Podcast listeners? This is David McGee. So when I was asked to share my Husker Christmas wish, I guess for anybody that's paid any attention to my work at Coronation over the years, it's probably pretty evident what my wish will be, or at least the nature of my wish. Simply, my wish is that Nebraska basketball would be a successful program, that they would compete for Big Ten titles, that they would make it regularly, at least semi-regularly, to the NCAA tournament, that Coach Miles would be the guy to put it all together and to lead them there, and he would be a great coach for Nebraska. So I guess I don't know how that happens or what I guess that wish would be, but just that I would like to see Nebraska basketball be successful and win an NCAA tournament game or two or six. So that's my wish, NCAA success. So I guess, you know, that means if it's going to be under 10 miles, that the young kids develop, become contributors, and get this thing rolling. So that's my Husker wish. Merry Christmas.
And I said Dave McGee, but I think he prefers going by David, or maybe he doesn't care. I don't know. But he's a good guy. Up next is a voice that you just heard a week ago on the Five Heart Podcast. He is our volleyball guru, and he is an incredibly tall human being, Mr. Ty Peteronitz.
This is Ty Peteronitz, Corn Nation volleyball and beer contributor, and I, for my Christmas wish list, aside from the things that we are, I'm sure many of us will talk about the football team. Of course, I want the continued improvement in the football program. I want to see a conference championship. I think since so many of the other contributors will talk about those things, I'm going to talk about the volleyball program. As far as the volleyball program, my wishes for the volleyball program, I would like to see athletes like Kelly Hunter get the recognition that she really deserves. She's always been quiet and has always really kind of reveled in the success of her teammates, which is such a wonderful attribute for a setter and a leader on the team to have. But the way that Kelly sets the ball, the way that Kelly picks out the proper hitter and gets those hitters going, helps those hitters be successful, is so important. And with this outgoing senior class, with the Rolfson twins, with Justine Wong-Arantes, and the rest of this outgoing senior class, Kelly has kind of flown under the radar. She was part of that class, but she redshirted while Mary Palmiller was here, and she's flown under the radar and has just been an unbelievable part of the success that this program has had lately. I want to see an outside hitter opposite of Michaela Fecky, who can take some of the pressure off of Michaela Fecky. Fecky had such a phenomenal freshman year, and then teams learned and focused a little bit more on her, I think, her sophomore year, so it was harder for her to have that kind of success her sophomore year. I'd like to see Fecky be able to return to that level, and finding somebody who will complement her is going to be a critical part of that. We know that the volleyball team is probably going to be down a bit next year from where they were the last couple of years, but I think that the team will be better than a lot of people think next year. There's a lot of talent that has not had a chance to play because we were thankfully not hit with the injury bug too badly, and so I think that we will see the team be in the conversation for a Big Ten championship next year and make yet another deep run in the tournament. It's probably too much to think that the team will be competing for a national championship next year, but I would have said the same thing last year prior to the championship run. So there's a lot that can change over the course of a year. So my wish list for volleyball is that there's continued success and that these girls who have been able to watch and grow and be under the radar while we've had these phenomenal athletes in front of them, they get a chance to shine and they really show what they're capable of. So there's my Christmas wish list for Corn Nation.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan!
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
The main guys from the other podcast, and I don't know how many SB Nation sites have one podcast, let alone two, but that is our dedication to you. Pat and Ryan, or Ryan and Pat, from the Cobcast, and they are weighing in with their thoughts for Nebraska athletics, their wishes, if you will.
Hey, guys, this is the Big Red Cobcast guys on the Five Hearts podcast.
Yeah, podcast on podcast action.
It's like the inception of podcasting. Yeah, so I guess I hope I'm doing this right. But I think my Christmas wish list for the Huskers next year is that we do whatever it takes to win.
So your Christmas wish list is a bag man
with steroids in his back pocket. Whatever it takes to win. Whatever it takes to win.
You're looking for the most generous Husker fan that you can find, right?
Yep. I'm just saying, if someone's out there, I mean, and you accidentally dropped a bag of money at a, I don't know, five-star recruit's house, I don't think it would be, like, horrible.
Okay. My Husker wish list is I wish for Tim Miles or for anyone who has control of the Nebraska program or is in that capability to give me something that I have never seen before, and that is a Nebraska basketball NCAA tournament victory. We complain about not winning national championships in a while at Nebraska. I'm as big of a Nebraska basketball fan as I am football, and I've never seen an NCAA tournament win, and no one has, ever. That makes me sad, and I want happiness. And I want it to be under this coaching staff because I like them a lot.
Great. So Bagman and Attorney win.
Got it. Man, we go big.
Yeah, we do. Or go home. All right. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Greg. You're the best. Kisses.
Up next is the lone she-wolf in the Coronation Pack. Although, you know, not by, you know, our choice. If you know, if you're a lady female out there who wants to contribute, certainly, you know, look us up. We're definitely always very open-minded about that. But here's Jill, a.k.a. Ranch Babe, mixing a little heart and a little humor.
Hello, Corn Nation. This is Jill, also known as Ranch Babe. The other day I got a chance to talk with Santa, and he asked me what my wish was. As a Husker fan, I thought back to the past year and all the teams that we've watched and cheered for, and a common theme has emerged in all of them. So I asked Santa, could we please have some offense? Anywhere? He looked at me and said, no, that's above my pay grade. You're going to have to ask for something else. So I said, well, I have a husband and 3 sons. It'd be really nice if a bathroom stayed clean for 24 hours. Santa looked at me and said, okay, offense it is. So hopefully, if my wish comes true, we'll see a whole new set of teams when we come out of the break, and we'll have even more to cheer for good old Nebraska U. I also want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know all of you are what make Corn Nation such a wonderful place to hang out and cheer for Husker athletics, and I look forward to getting to know all of you more in the upcoming year.
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
And I don't think any Christmas wish list for Nebraska athletics would be complete without a little song from Run the Dadgum Ball Guy.
We want you to run the ball more. We want you to run the ball now. We want you to run the ball now so we have a happy new year. Winning teams in the Big Ten run the ball more than they throw. We want you to run the ball now so we have a happy new year. We want you to run the ball now. We want you to run the ball more. We want you to run the ball more so we have a happy new year.
And that's Mike Jackson on vocals, leading, you know, vocals a cappella, if you will, for that. And we wish you a Merry Christmas in his version. What a Merry Christmas would be for Run the Dadgum Ball Guy.
You'll shoot your eye up! You'll shoot your eye up!
Up next is Patrick Gerhart, and this is a meaty one. This is about 4 minutes, but Patrick, he's running the gauntlet. And he's going to tell you a little bit about all the sports, yeah, the ones that don't get covered enough, and Patrick's here to lay it all down there for you.
Holiday greetings, Husker Nation. This is your fearful Nebraska ball leader here at Coronation, Patrick Gerhart, giving you my Husker athletics wish list for the upcoming season. Hopefully I don't drone on too long, but yeah, hopefully you find this moderately entertaining. So let's go through the sports and see what they all need. For Husker baseball, I hope Darren Erstad and his squad make the College World Series. For men and women's cross country, I hope they make it, well, out of, I think, the bottom of the Big Ten. Let's try the middle realm here this year. For golf, let's do the same. Let's also throw in tennis. No, wait, tennis. Tennis needs new tennis courts. Let's get them new tennis courts this upcoming year. For track and field, I hope they have continued success, another Big 12 indoor and outdoor title, and hopefully they do well nationals. For Husker wrestling, I hope for a cure for cauliflower ear. How's that? And maybe a win over Penn State. Cauliflower ear cure and Penn State for wrestling. For women's volleyball, they had a phenomenal year, came up short, but I hope another good one next year and a great recruiting class. Can't really think of anything else. They've kind of got everything else ready to go. For beach volleyball, so let's throw in a beach volleyball championship. I know that's kind of gone by the wayside the last couple years in interest from the fans, but yeah, we still have a beach volleyball team, and I hope them the best this winter. For women's bowling, let's get them new bowling balls. Why not? We can do that. I think we can do that. For the men and women's gymnastics team, I hope them a Big Ten title. and maybe top five when it comes to nationals. Men's, I hope them to bring on the national championships and glories that they had in the 80s. Maybe. I don't know. It's been a while since I've watched gymnastics. Actually, I don't think I've ever watched gymnastics. Let's move on. Soccer, they got this brand new beautiful soccer stadium. Hopefully they, in the upcoming year, they have another good Big 10 season. And let's go for a Big 10 title or runner-up in soccer. As for women's softball, they've been doing pretty good for as long as I can remember. How about they make the Women's College World Series? I think that's down in Oklahoma. Trip to Oklahoma for those ladies. Swimming and diving, let's get them new caps. Everybody likes a new swimming cap, don't you think? Let's give the swimming and diving team gets new caps. Rifle team. Oh, the rifle team. I hope they get brand new Anschutz 9003 premium air rifles. Those are pretty pricey. Let's give them all to the team. Bring home a national championship. Husker football, you know, I don't know what to get the Husker football team. They seem to have everything. They've got a beautiful stadium, wonderful practice facilities, diehard fans, an athletic department that gives them everything they want. I'll let the Husker football team figure it. Yeah, I think they need, yeah, they're okay. Women's basketball, you know, starting year, I hope positive development comes to them this year, and progress moving forward for the next season. That's what I hope for the Husker women's basketball team. Not too worried about them. They should do well. And finally, my beloved Nebraska basketball team. The men's team, I wish for leadership. I hope they get leadership this holiday season. It's one thing I've not seen on the court in a while, and I think it's the one thing that could probably push them over this hump that they've had over the last quite a few games. Or years, depending on how you look at it. Anyway, I hope Miles' squad has leadership on the court. That's my wish list for them. Hopefully I didn't ramble on too long. Hopefully I gave some sort of random insight. I can't think of anything else at this moment. But yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody, and have a happy, happy New Year.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
And last but certainly not least is one of our newest contributors to Coronation, and that is Hoss Reuter. And he is our breakdown, you know, plays guy, decoding Langsdorf and decoding Banker. So, you know, he's going to be singularly focused. Well, let's see what Ryan has to say.
This is Hoss Reuter, and I'd like to wish a very Merry Christmas to Nebraska Athletics. My Christmas wish is please quit giving me aneurysms every Saturday afternoon next fall. And please, let's have an offensive line that's befitting of the nickname The Pipeline. Merry Christmas and GBR.
And as for me, you know, I listened to all of these, you know, during the edit the post-production process, if you will. I would say, for me, it's a bit rehashing of, you know, bits and pieces from everyone. Obviously, you know, I want national championships just like everybody else. But if I was talking, the one thing that I wished for the most for Nebraska Cornhusker Athletics, you know, in the next, we'll say, calendar year, and that would be for some solid, measurable Nebraska ball success. And I think, like, you know, Pat said, that has to be an NCAA tournament win. It has been bleak. It has never happened. And Tim Miles is such a charismatic and such a wonderful human being. I couldn't imagine, you know, the only way that it could possibly happen to a nicer guy is if Mike Riley was the Nebraska ball coach. But Tim Miles is such a endearing individual. And I want it to happen for him because I want him to be at Nebraska, you know, forever. But there has to be some success to be had there. And I think over the course of the next couple of years, like we mentioned last week in the flakes and things like that on the site, preaching, patience. It is very difficult to grow impatient with, you know, when a team continues to struggle and losing games that they're supposed to win. We've seen it, you know, time and time again in football. I mean, we saw it last year when Nebraska lost to Purdue. We saw it this year with the loss to Iowa. I would almost say maybe as much as I want that NCAA tournament win for Tim Miles at Nebraska, I almost say that I want patience for the fan base. And that's myself included, and you know, not just me, but others at Coronation. And if you look inside yourself, realize that, you know what, they're doing, they're not losing on purpose. You know, they're doing the best they can as far as coaches go, and there's a reason that they're out there and you're not, and that's probably because they're better than you. And don't get pissy. You know, can I say pissy in the Christmas episode? I think I just did. But, you know, there's no reason to be upset about that. But, you know, the strategy is in place. Let's, you know, ride it out to fruition. Grand scheme of things, as far as, you know, everything Nebraska athletics, and yes, I do want football to return to, you know, national relevance, you know, things like that. But man, I something about Tim Miles, I've liked him ever since, you know, he was announced that he was coming to Nebraska. I really want the success for him at this level and at this school. So that's my Christmas wish for Nebraska athletics. Brian, if he were here, he would probably make a little bit of a snarky comment, and that's completely okay. But for my buddy Brian, who's not with us, as he's with family, for myself, Greg Bohachko, and everybody at Coronation, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas or the holiday celebration of your choosing. I know Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah, is actually the 25th of December as well. So if you are of the Hebrew lineage, I mean, historically speaking, I think most of us are. But anyway, if you celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah to you. May you enjoy those 8 crazy nights. And that'll do it for episode 17 of the 5 Heart Podcast. Again, enjoy the time with your family. Don't let them stress you out too much. And don't let Nebraska athletics stress you out either. I think at the end of the day, you know, young people are getting educations, and we get a little bit of entertainment. And it goes without saying by now, but especially as we get closer to signing day, don't tweet at recruits. Just don't do it. If you think you're going to tweet at a recruit, especially something, you know, if they've decommitted or anything like that, just stop. Put your mobile device down or close your laptop and go and reevaluate your life decisions. That's about it. Speaking of social media, I highly encourage you to find us on social media. We're on Facebook as well as Twitter. Just search 5 Heart Podcast, especially on Facebook, where the 5 is spelled out, and on Twitter, where it's the number 5, followed by words, heart, and podcast. So that is it for this episode. The very first ever very special Christmas special. I hope you enjoyed it. A little something different. And again, for myself, Greg Mahochko, as well as Brian Toll, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. And remember that 5 Heart is all the heart you need.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.